சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 14 வெர்ஸ் 8.
தமஸ்த்வஜ்ஞானஜம் வித்தி மோஹனம்
ஸர்வதேஹினாம்
ப்ரமாதாலஸ்ய நித்ராபிஹி தன்னிபத்நாதி பாரத.
எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் இஸ் எ மிக்ஸ்சர் ஆஃப் டூ என்டிட்டீஸ், தட் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிட் அண்ட் மேட்டர். ஸ்பிரிட் மீன்ஸ் அகம், தி ஆத்மா, தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல். Matter is that in which the chidabhasa is formed because of chit, that is called ahankara. That ahankara which is reflecting in the matter, mind principle, that ahankara is identifying with body, mind, along with three gunas. Ahankara, this ahankara alone can be called as reflected consciousness or pratibimba chaitanyam. That is what Lord Krishna said, aham garbham dadhami, means what? I, the chaitanyam, reflect in the mind or prakriti or matter principle, that mind gets enlivened. I, the chit chaitanyam, reflects in that mind matter. The reflection is formed, chaitanya pratibimba is formed, which is known as ahankara, which is known as jiva, which is known as ego, we call. That alone is identifying with the body, mind, complex, three gunas. Therefore, I, the pure chaitanyam, and ahankara mixed with gunas. This ahankara alone, we call it as lower I, inferior I, problematic I. Whereas this aham, higher I, is ever free from three gunas. This ahankara is never free from three gunas. Pure aham, the spirit, cannot interact, it cannot transact. The pure aham transact through this ahankara only. Ahankara is pratibimba chaitanya, false I or pseudo I. We can call it as lower I, inferior I, pseudo I, fake I. But that fake I, pseudo I is becoming real for us. How much real? 100% real. Therefore, Krishna want to say, never identify with that pseudo I, unreal I. It is only a vyavaharika I. It is only a vyavaharika I, do vyavahara, but never identify. Never have abhimana or tadatmya with that. What is this ahankara doing, pseudo I? It is identifying with the body, it is identifying with the mind, and asking for a setup. What setup? It wants its own sattva-guna predominant. I want a serene, calm atmosphere and peaceful atmosphere. Even water also must be comfortable for me. Air should be comfortable. Environment should be comfortable. I want to make the setup all the time to adjust the knobs of the setup. If I am addicted to the sattvaguna sukha sangena badhnati. So ahankara is never satisfied with the setup. Ahankara is never satisfied with the setup, whatever is given. It is always dissatisfied and it is asking for something or something else. Because for ahankara, the setup become has a, it is a need for that. Sattvaguna predominant means it wants, it is addicted to that calm and quiet atmosphere and peaceful atmosphere, learning, studying, more knowledge, thirst for knowledge. That is also one samsara. Some people going to this university, that university, studying at the age of 60. 16th year la padike vendadi, 60th year la padikara, enna pandrathu? Sanskrit also, some people are struggling and they skip Gita class also, they go to Sanskrit class. Enna sattvaguna addiction, they go to some place or other, edho or attraction. So that is called sattvaguna predominant sukha sangena badhnati. Rajoguna binds the person karma sangena, always busy going to doing in the name of social service. People are so busy helping others and always active, they are known as workaholic. They are addicted to work all the time. They cannot sit quietly. Sitting quietly, they get blood pressure. Quite a ukkaranda blood pressure varum avangalukku. Yena, they are always either biting nails or tearing something. Edavadhu vela illa nenna pannu theriyumo, paai mela ukkarndhu and the paai, half of the paai kaali. Are tearing the papers. Something or other tearing. If they stand near the plant, they will pluck the leaves. Edo onnu panninde irukkana, andha kai chumma irukkadhu, yen rajoguna pradhana. If not, vaay aadinde irukkum, edo bubble gum potti ulle illa lavangamo potti kanjaga chapa chapa panninde irupan. Yen restlessness, some pressure inside. Why? Rajoguna is predominant. That person is always either talking inside or talking outside. Nothing is available for phone eduthittu ellarku oru oru call kudukinde irukanam, disturbing others na phone vere vandacha ipo. So otherwise email, always either sitting in front of email or phone or complaints, comments, edho onnu pannuva. What about tamoguna? Thungu munji anardham. Tamoguna, the hankara, when it is predominant, addicted to laziness and sleeping, not active at all, that tamoguna mind, pramadam, alasyam. Alasyam means laziness, taking bath at 12 o'clock. Appuda morning e vandrum avanukku. 12 o'clock taking bath na. And having already breakfast over morning, afterwards only they take bath. Lazy fellow anartha. And sleeping, still they feel sleepy. Okay, like that, eating too much and sleeping, eating too much and sleeping. What they have? Ajnanam, full and full ajnanam. Ignorance capital they have. What is the capital they have? Ignorance is the capital. What is the ignorance here? It is not Atma Ajnanam we are talking. We are talking ignorance of many subjects. They do not know anything. Even cooking also they do not know properly. You may question. Cooking also they do not know, means ladies or gents are Swamini, you are asking. Nowadays no gender base, no? All are equal. Okay, I should not say cooking, no. Either ladies or gents. Nowadays I should not say that. All are equal, okay. Pramadam alasyam. That avidya, that ignorance is called tula vidya. What is this tamasic person is having, ignorance, is called tula vidya. Ignorance about what is to be done, what is not to be done. That is called tula vidya. Mula vidya means atma ajnana. We call it as mula vidya. With regard to atma, that is mula vidya. Now this is the laziest person, tamasic person is having tula vidya. Mula vidya everyone is having. Mula vidya everyone is having, but tula vidya is dominant in this tamasic person. Rajasic person is always under stress. Time is short for him. Time is always short. No, time illa nu sollinde irupa 100 times. No time for everything. Time, where is it? It is there as it is. There is no change. In 1 hour, how many seconds? 60 seconds. Are there any 55 seconds for 1 hour? 50 seconds. Why this person is telling no time? Time is as it is. With 60 seconds per hour, 24 hours per day, it is as it is. For you, why it is not there? No? Because you are hyperactive. That's why time is not sufficient for you. Sattvaguna also bound. Sattvaguna dominant person, Rajoguna dominant person also addicted to some work or other. And Tamoguna person also addicted to sleep. So what? Now he is telling three of them, this ninth shloka, up to here we saw in the last class. All these setup, whatever you want, either sattvic predominant, rajasic predominant, tamasic predominant, if you are addicted to that atmosphere, whatever setup, you have no control over the setup. And if you have any power, suppose you are in high position, you are a highly rich person, power cut is there, what you do? Put a generator. If you are having resource, if you are a political influenced person, your power cut won't be there, and some water shortage won't be there. Some extent you can manage. How long you can manage? How long you can change the setup? But your power, your money, everything is temporary. But setup disturbance is always, it should not be a need for me. It should not be a need, it should be a preference. Everything is a preference. If it is there, fine. Ahankara can have preferences. It is my privilege, individual privilege. I can have preferences. I can have, even our gods have got preferences. What? Their ayudham is special. Muruga, 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 na, vel Muruga, na. You know, Velayudham only our speciality. Trishula Pani is Shiva's speciality, preference. And Vahanam also, vehicle also, they have their own preferences. And Muruga, Mail Vahanam, Shiva, Vrishabha Vahanam, and the heaviest, heftiest Vinayaka, Mushika Vahanam. Mausuvahanam enna anartham, computer Vigneshwara anartham. Mouse enna computer Gananadha anar. So each god, even the dress, even naivedyam, what we offer, we prefer, no? We prepare for them only, not for you. We prepare for them, of course we eat. That's a different thing. But Ambaluk idu pidikum, Perumaluk idu pidikum. The flower also, இது இந்த ஃப்ளவர் பெருமாளுக்கு பிடிக்கும். என்ன சுவாமினி அவருக்கு கூட இந்த மாதிரி லைக்ஸ் எல்லாம் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் இருக்கேன்னு. இஃப் யூ கிவ் ஓகே, இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் கிவ் ஆல்சோ ஓகே. பகவானுக்கு இட் இஸ் நாட் எ நீட், பகவான் இஸ் ஹேவிங் எ ப்ரிஃபரன்ஸ். சரஸ்வதி லவ்ஸ் ஒயிட் சாரீனா, ஒயிட் பட்டு சில்க் சாரீனா. டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ சுவாமினி, ஐ ஹாவ் யூ இன்டர்வியூடுனா. ஜஸ்ட் லக்ஷ்மி லவ்ஸ் டு ஸ்டே இன் ரெட் லோட்டஸ், சரஸ்வதி வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டே ஆன் ஒயிட் லோட்டஸ். வை என்ன ப்ரிஃபரன்ஸ்? ஸோ காட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ தே ஹாவ் தேர் ஓன் ப்ரிஃபரன்சஸ், வி ஆல்சோ கேன் ஹாவ் ப்ரிஃபரன்சஸ், நத்திங் ராங். இட் இஸ் எ ப்ரிவிலேஜ், இட் இஸ் எ ப்ரிவிலேஜ். ஹூ கேன் ஹாவ் தீஸ் ப்ரிஃபரன்சஸ்? ஓன்லி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ். Either today I have to eat idli or dosai, same idli mavu I can make it dosai, same dosai mavu I can make it idli also. Is it not? Yesterday I ate dosa, today let me eat the same thing with the idli shape. Different way we want, but cow doesn't have, dog doesn't have that preferences. It cannot have, it cannot use that privilege because it doesn't have that power, capacity. After all, we the human beings have this privilege. Let us use what is wrong in that. Nothing wrong. We can have preferences, but they should not become our needs. Once they become our need, if they are not there, I am disturbed. Then there is samsara anartham, problem. That need makes me, my life miserable and restless. I lose my peace. Then I lose my sleep also. Therefore, nothing should become a need for me. Everything is preference. If it is available, wonderful. If it is not available, okay. Then Ahankara, three gunas will not bind you. Whom they can bind? Those who want to keep the setup exactly what they want. And the people also in the family exactly as they want. And then, nimmadiye irukkadu. Therefore what? One word, adjust. One word, adjust. Adjustment is life. Then you are relaxed. If you know how to adjust with everyone under every circumstances, you are a relaxed person. Can you do that? No. Yes, I am ready to adjust with anyone. I am ready to adjust with any situation. I am ready to accept any experience in my life. Nothing can disturb me. That is my inner freedom. If I allow anything to disturb me, means what do you mean? I am slave. My mother-in-law is disturbing me, suppose. That means what? I am allowing my mother-in-law to disturb me. Isn't it? If even though she is disturbing me, I am not taking it as a disturbance, then I am converting the disadvantageous atmosphere, uncomfortable situation into comfortable zone. This is called a zone, comfortable zone. I am always in comfortable zone. That is my freedom. No one can enter into this arena. You have to draw a line mentally. Mentally you have to draw a line. Everyone is out of that zone only. Let them come and disturb that zone. But they cannot disturb me. They disturb the outer layer of my zone. But they cannot disturb me, the inner peace. They cannot disturb. This is called freedom. This is called art of living. Why? Instead of converting the setup or trying to change the setup, the people, their behavior, I have no control over them. Instead of that, let me be ready to accept them as they are. Why I have to disturb my health? Why I have to disturb my peace? Why I have to lose my peace? Why? That means what? I am empowering them. I am giving strength to them. I am disturbed means I am giving strength to them. And artham gnapakam vechukongo. I am disturbed by because of any person in the family or setup or any situation or any experience means indirectly you are giving strength to them to disturb you. No, I don't want to give strength to them. How? I am not disturbed. If I am not disturbed means I am not empowering them to disturb me. Then what happens? They are shouting, they are blabbering, they are doing lot of things disturbing us. The more you are calm, they disturb more. They are all at the outer zone. It is like a compound wall, powerful compound wall I am constructing. What is that? Wisdom. Wisdom. That is the my compound wall, my zone. I am always cool in my zone. Born out of discriminative knowledge. What a freedom. This is called life. If I live like this, my life is beautiful, wonderful, meaningful, purposeful. If not, every second is a strugglesome, burdensome, boredom, miserable. No. I don't want to give chance to anyone to disturb me. What we are doing, I don't want to give chance to disturb anyone. And I am going to try to adjust them, change them, and consoling them, asking them, requesting them. Idella nadakkada karyam. You need not do anything. At outer level adjustment. You insulate your mind or you immunize your mind with lot of strength, lot of understanding, lot of adjustment, lot of accommodation. Your mind is so broad mind. In the broadband edho irukkillayo ellar veetla broadband irukke. Unga mind also should be like a broadband, broad mind, broad thinking and accommodating, like a ocean. So many dirty water is coming, rivers are coming, so many are coming. How is the river? Apuryamanam achala pratishtham samudramapa pravishamti yadvate. Similarly, one side mamiyar, one side mamanar, one side husband disturbance, one side nartana disturbance, one side brother-in-law disturbance, another side servant disturbance, another side driver disturbance, another side so many disturbances. I am like what? Samudram. Ocean. Remember ocean. Okay? You are so firm, relaxed all the time. There you have no choice. Here you have choice. With regard to yourself, what way you want, you can adjust, not others. Nimmadi. Nariya time micham. Lot of time is within your hands now. Next shloka. Ninth shloka.
Sattvam sukhe sanjayati. Rajah karmani bharata, jnana mavrutya tu tamaham, pramade sanjayat chutam.
For lazy people, one shloka is there. అది కూడా చొల్లెట్టి నౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ మేకింగ్ అగైన్ అనదర్ కన్సాలిడేటింగ్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ గుణాస్ హౌ దే బైండ్ whatever he explained in 6, 7, 8, in one sloka he puts here. What is that sloka? Alasyam hi manushyanam sharirasthopi mahan ripuhu. Alasyam means laziness. Alasyam hi, that alone, manushyanam, for human beings, sharirasthopi mahan ripuhu. Sharirastha, the one who is having a body, for that body which is having laziness, that is the enemy. Your core enemy is your laziness. Alasyam hi manushyanam sharirasthopi mahan ripuhu. Ripuhu anna enemy. Then what? Nasti krito samo bandhu. Once that enemy you have to convert into a bandhu, your relative. Are you happy where enemies are there in house or relatives are there in your house? When you are happy? When relatives are there, you are comfortable, not enemies. Similarly, laziness is your enemy. You can never be comfortable. What is your bandhu? Who is your helper? Who is your well-wisher? Bandhu. Nastik krito samo bandhu. Your prayatnam, your effort is your bandhu. Nastik krito samo bandhu. Krutvayam na avasidati. By performing your duties, krutvayam na avasidati. The more you do your duties, go on doing, you will never be in a low stage or anywhere. One day or other, Bhagavan recognize your efforts, your hard work. Bhagavan recognize that and give lot of good, useful for your life upliftment. Bhagavan will take care of. Na ivala kashtapattane, nobody is recognizing. Why these people have to recognize? First of all, they don't recognize. Even brother, even sister, every person is basically selfish. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. It is natural, it is not a dosha. Everyone is interested in their own life. First for that alone, later only brother, father, mother, sister, husband. Everyone atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Adilo tappe illa. Idu gnapakam vechukonam. You are so selfish. Why you have to say? Are you not selfish? Chumma solrom ellar selfish selfish ani. First you are the selfish fellow. Yena. Why I am doing service to them? Because they want to help me. They will help me. They can take care of me. Appadane pandren. Something benefit you are going to get from them. Therefore you are doing service to them, you are doing something else. Not that you are doing simply. Vedila solla maatam avada. You are the beneficiary. You have to accept it frankly. Frankly. Okay. Idu da vishayam. Unmai. Enna unmai? Edhi unmai enna? You are always atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. I love my husband. Why? Monthly, monthly give salary. கைக்கு அப்படியே கொண்டு வந்து கொடுப்பார். He will take care of me. He will provide me this and that. Therefore what? In the coffee. And சொல்லுவான். He also like that. Children also like that. Everyone. இது தான் சாஸ்திரம் is so openly telling. Everyone loves themselves. Boldly சாஸ்திர says. நம்ம என்ன சொன்னோம்? இல்லை இல்லை, சாஸ்திரம் போய் சொல்கிறது. நான் ஐ லவ் மை ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஓன்லி. வை யூ லவ் யுவர் ஹஸ்பண்ட்? ஃபார் யுவர் சேக் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் லவ்விங். ஃபார் ஹிஸ் சேக் ஹீ இஸ் லவ்விங். சேம். யூ கனாட் எஸ்கேப் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஃபேக்ட். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் யூ வாண்ட் டு சே? யூ கோ ஆன் டூயிங் யுவர் புட் எஃபர்ட் ந அவசீததி. யூ வில் நெவர் ஃபெயில். You will become successful. Nasti akritaha, nasti krito samo bandhu. Your effort is your bandhu, your friend, your relative. Na avasidati. He says, Krithvayam na avasidati. The more you put effort, you will never fail in your life. One day or other, you will get the phalam. Now, what Lord Krishna says, Gunanam Vyaparaha, and how they bind us. Once again, he summarized the Saramsha. 6, 7, 8 slokas Saramsham. Sattvam Sukhe Sanjayati. Sanjayati means samsleshayati. It controls, it commands, he gets attachment. Sanjayati means attachment. What? Contemplation, calmness, pleasantness, serene atmosphere. Because of that sukha, he is attached to that. It binds that person. Rajaha karmani sanjayati. You have to supply dehinam, the embodied one. The person is bound by the karma sangha. So golden bondage, sattvam, sukham. Rajaha is silver bondage, refined bondage anartham. Refined bondage, rajaha, dehinam, dehinam means deha dharinam, a person, individual. That is not there in the shloka, you have to supply. Karmani sanjayati means nibadhnati, binds. By developing attachments, silver entrenched bondage and artham. Then tamaha pramade sanjayati jnanam avritya. Jnanam avritya means achadya, by covering. Iron bondage, iron chain. Avritya means covering. Non-inclination towards action. No inclination at all. Yem pandla enna? Ennamo pandla. Avladha. Appadi solluva. People, after telling many times also, they won't do at all. Enna? Adha. Jnanam avritya. Veiling his discriminative power. Vichakshana. Avritya pramade sanjayati. Pramada means here prapta kartavya akaranam. One action has to be done. It is has come to me. I have to complete that. Prapta karya akaranam. This is to be done by me. What I did? I didn't do. Adha akaranam. That is called pramada. Pramada na Tamil pramadam illa. தமிழ்லன்னா பிரமாதமாக இருக்குன்னா அந்த பிரமாதம் கிடையாது. திஸ் பிரமாதம் இஸ் ஓன்லி நாட் டூயிங் த கிவன் டியூட்டி. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா, 10th ஸ்லோகா, லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஹவு தே ஆர் டாமினேட்டிங் ஈச் அதர். ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே
ரஜஸ்தமஸ்சாபிபூய சத்வம் பவதி பாரத ரஜஸத்வம் தமஶ்சைவ தமஸத்வம் ரஜஸ்ததா.
வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகா. வெதர் திஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டி, வாட் பர்சனாலிட்டி? One person is dominant in sattva guna, another person's personality is rajo guna dominant, another person's personality is tamo guna dominant. Now the question is this swabhava, sattva guna pradhana swabhava, rajo guna pradhana swabhava, and bind by that sukha, karma and pramada, alasyam, avanga apdana edavadhu maatram panna mudiyuma? Is there a possibility of changing that personality? Sattvic person is only sattvic, rajasic person only rajasic, tamasic person is only tamasic. Appadi edanna edavadhu change panna mudiyuma? Indha kelvi. Can we bring any change in their thinking pattern? Can a lazy person can become active? Can active person become interested in a knowledge? Is it possible? Shastra says possible. It is possible. You have to T to R to S. That means what? Tamas to Rajas to Sattvic you can convert. Everyone, remember, three gunas are important, I said. For spiritual growth, don't think sattva guna only important, therefore I should not sleep. One lady used to tell me, Swamini, I wake up at 3 o'clock. What do you do 3 o'clock? And I wake up and I do meditation, Swamini. 3 o'clock, I do meditation. What do I do? I do class. I do something meditation. They do. This personality can be changed. One can be changed. How? Spiritual growth. Tamoguna is also required. Sleep is also very much required. What I want to say, don't get up 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock and playing my CDs and all. Don't do that. I request you not to play CDs when other members in the family are there. Don't play. Avar kaadalo kuda vidatam swamini and chulli periya pandadungo. If you play the CD, our kaadalo kuda vidano and cheppi potta enna aho tattva bodha bhagavad gita, they renounce swamini. Who is this swamini? They develop hatred towards your guru, isn't it? Don't do that. I request all of you, don't do that. It is your sake only. If you want to listen, don't disturb others in the family. So tamoguna is also required for spiritual growth. Sleep is required. Sleep, how many hours you require, you have to sleep. So afterwards, anyhow, you are going to get sleep. You are not going to get sleep. Ippu varadeda thungidungo ellame. Not class la. Baby sleeps. How much time? All the time, almost. All the time baby sleeps. Only for one purpose it gets wakes up. You know, to drink milk from the mother, it wakes up. And so, baby wants that much sleep. If you don't sleep, many diseases are bound to come if you don't sleep properly. Sleep is very, very important for our healthy life. Not only that, your brain, your mind get lot of strength, energy, and further you want to get knowledge, that sleep is very important. Your mind becomes so fresh after sleep. Don't ignore sleep, don't discount the sleep. Discount the sleep, count your sleep also. Similarly, Rajoguna. Karma Yoga. Those who are sleeping too much, they can do Karma Yoga, Pancha Maha Yajnas. Those who are highly active, they can come to Dhyanam and Japa. That is Sattva Guna will be predominant. Now look at this sloka. What is this Sattva Guna? How is this predominant? Unnume illa, Rajo Guna, Tamo Guna, it makes suppress. Sattva Guna person doing what? Tamoguna, Rajoguna, he is suppressing. That's what he says. Rajaha tamaha abhibhuya sattvam udbhavati. Bhavati means udbhavati. Tada sukhe sanjayati. When Rajoguna and Tamoguna both are suppressed, means low in their expression, Sattvaguna is predominant, sukham sanjayati. You are attached to the sukha. When tamoguna and rajoguna both are subservient, rajastamaha abhibhuya, by overpowering both of them, sattvam udbhavati yada sukhe sanjayati. Sukham, how it has come? Because rajoguna tamoguna I have reduced. This is called SRT. Then rajaha, what it does, sattvam tamaha eva abhibhuya rajaha vardhate. We have to supply. Abhibhuya rajaha vardhate. Kim abhibhuya? Sattvam and tamas. Yada, you have to supply again. When the sattva guna and tamo guna both are overpowered, by Rajoguna, Sattvam and Tamoguna, Rajoguna is predominant. Sattvaguna is less. That's why a highly active person, restless person, cannot sit and listen to the class. Yena, Sattvaguna is suppressed. Rajoguna is predominant. Therefore, he cannot sit quietly and listen. Therefore, what to do? And the phone out, will you go SMS? Not here. Generally, I am telling people, they are always busy in seeing what? SMS. Nowadays, people are on the road also, they are talking, you know, they are smiling. Now, I am going to say, no, he is talking with a very important person and smiling also. And the earphone kaadle irukum. Highly active. Crossing the road also. Your horn won't, you know, heard by him. He listens only that voice. He is so active person. Rajaha kim bhavati vardhate kada vardhate sattvam tamaha abhibhuya vardhate. That is why those people, or udaharana solanamna, the thookathile kuda in sleep also rapid eyeball movement, RIM. RIM na, that rapid eyeball movement is so intense. Intense movement of the eyeballs while sleeping also. You see, observe some people who are highly active. Avan kannu moodina kuda inda ulle irukkira that, no, that eyeball moving. That is one type of disease. There are some people, for everything they name one type of disease. In whole sleep there are stages, and the over stage of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, disease pere vechittadi. So these are all different types of natures. Rajaha vardhate. That time, and what will happen? Karmani sanjayati. At that time, karma. This person is called RST. RST. RST, RTS also included. Selfishly active, selflessly active. I told you in the last class. Then, third one. Sattvam rajaha abhibhuya yada tamaha vardhate. Pramadam alasyam bhavati nartham. When the sattvaguna and rajoguna both are covered, overpowered, tada jnana avaranam bhavati. Tamoguna vardhate jnana avaranam bhavati. Yadavadu purinjada anna, onnu puriyala anna. Puriyala anna. And the class lo students ella they are chanting. When they are chanting, teacher keta, teacher asked, ஏதாவது உள்ள நுழைஞ்சதா அண்ணா, உள்ள போச்சா, உள்ள ஏதா அண்ணா. இந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் சொல்றாரு, வால் பாக்கி, வால் பாக்கி அண்ணா, வால் பாக்கி அண்ணா என்னண்ணா, அந்த டெய்ல் மாத்திரம் பாக்கி இருக்கு அண்ணா. இவன் மேலே பார்த்துட்டு இருக்க ரேட், தட் ரேட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிராஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் டோர், நெக்ஸ்ட் ஹவுஸ். இட் இஸ் கிராசிங், பட் டெய்ல் இஸ் தேர். திஸ் பாய் வாட்சிங் தட் ஒன். உள்ள நுழைஞ்சதான்னா இன்னும் நுழையல, கொஞ்சம் பாக்கி அண்ணா. என்ன பண்ணிருக்காப்பா அண்ணா, அங்கே பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கா. மாஸ்டர் சொன்ன பாடம் ஒன்றுமே உள்ள போலன்னு அர்த்தம். அது மாதிரி தோஸ் ரேஸ் என்ன பண்ணுவா, குருகுலம்லாம் இல்லை, இந்த குடுமி இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அந்த குடுமி டை பண்ணுவான். இல்லைன்னா இவன் முன்னாடி ஆடிண்டே தூங்கிடுவான். அந்த குடுமிக்கு டை பண்ணிட்டான்னு பின்னாடி இருக்கிற ஒரு த்ரெட்டுக்கிட்ட ட்ரை பண்ணிட்டான்னு தூக்கம் வந்தால் கூட முன்னாடி வந்தா. அந்த மாதிரி மாடர்ன் டேஸில் வந்தால் கொஞ்சம் தண்ணி அப்படியே போடுவான் தலைமையில். அது மாதிரி தூக்கம்னா அப்படி வரும். அசத்தல், ஒரே ஒரு அசத்தல், அப்படி ஒன்றும் பண்ண வேண்டாம். When you are so tired, automatically comes. சில பேர் வந்து கிளாஸ் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் நல்லா தூக்கமே வருது சுவாமி. ரொம்ப நாள் ஆச்சு நல்லா தூங்கி, இவங்க கிளாஸில் ரொம்ப நல்லா தூக்கம் வருது என்ன. ஏன் என்ன நல்லபி மாதிரி கிளாஸில் முழு போயிட்டே இருக்க கிளாஸ் என்ன. சில பேர் நல்லா தூங்குவான். என்ன 11 to 12 கிளாஸ் இஸ் ஐடியல், ஐடியல் கிளாஸ் ஃபார் ஸ்லீப்பிங். பாபம் இந்த நல்லா வேலை பண்ணி வீட்டில் ஹாட் ஹாட்டாக இதை சாப்பிட்டு வந்த உடனே இங்கே வந்த உடனே பார்த்தாய பிரதி அண்ட் அது வேற காம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் சுவாமி, ஒரு வாய்ஸ் இஸ் ஸோ ஸ்வீட்டு, இட்ஸ் லைக் எ லல்லவி. தட் இஸ் வை தேர் கெட்டிங் குட் ஹெல்த், யூ நோ வை? அதுதான் சீக்ரெட். கிளாஸுக்கு வந்ததுப்புறம் ஹெல்த் இஸ் இன்க்ரீஸிங்கன்னா நல்லா தூங்குறா பரவாயில்ல, தூங்கிடுங்கோ, புண்ணியம் ஆவது வரும் உங்களுக்கு. புண்ணியம் போகாது, ஈவன் யூ ஸ்லீப் யூ வோன்ட் கெட் மோக்ஷம், தட்ஸ் ஆல், பட் யூ கெட் குட் ஹெல்த். ஃபஸ்ட் அது வரட்டும், அதுக்கப்புறம் செகண்ட் கோர்ஸில், செகண்ட் கோர்ஸ்னால் ஆஃப்டர் 2 or 3 சாப்டர்ஸ் தே பிகம் அலர்ட். ரொம்ப நாளாக தூங்கிட்டேன், இனிமேல் தூங்கக்கூடாது அப்படின்னு சொல்லும். ஏன்னா ஏதாவது ஜோக் போட்டால் தான், என்ன ஜோக் பண்ணுறான் இல்லை சிரிக்கிறாங்களே, அண்ட் தே வில் வேக் அப் பண்ண. அது மாதிரி கூட நடக்கும், எனக்கு தெரியும். ஏன்னா எத்தனை முடிஞ்சு பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கேன் நான், எத்தனை வருஷமா தூக்கம் எப்படி வருதுன்னு எனக்கு கேளுங்க, நான் சொல்லுவேன். ஐ வில் டெல் யூ ஹவு ஸ்லீப் கம்ஸ். நைஸ்லி ஹாஃப் க்ளோஸ் ஐ பால்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், மஞ்சள் மஞ்சள் வந்து சிரிச்சின்ன மாதிரி சிரிப்பான், திருப்பி போறோம். பாவம் என்ன பண்றது, தே ஆர் ஆல்சோ ஹெல்ப்லெஸ், தே டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப். அது வருது, என்ன பண்றது. ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ ஹாப்பி பை சீயிங் தம், ஏன்னா நல்லா தூங்குறானு பாவம் தூங்கு. ஏன்னா ஐ லைக் ஆல் பீப்புள் வென் தே ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங், ஏன்னா தேர் ஆல் வித் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். அந்த டைமில் தூக்க டைமில் கரெக்டாக எல்லாருமே ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம்லாம் இருப்பான். நான் சாட்சாத்த பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கேன் எல்லாரும், தே ஆர் மெர்ஜிங் வித் தேர் ஆத்மா. ஐ எம் சீயிங், ஆனந்தமாக இருக்காதா? இருக்கும் கண்டிப்பாக. சொன்னால ஐ எம் நாட் பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் யூ ஹியர், தட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் இன் திஸ் கிளாஸ், ஓகே? தட் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் இன் திஸ் கிளாஸ், சம் அதர் கிளாஸ், ஓகே? ஸோ எஸ்ஆர்டி, RST, RTS. This last one is TRS. Okay? When one guna is dominant, it suppresses the other two gunas. And it does its job. Sukhenava, karmaniva, nidrayamva. It does its job. That's what. So what? Na? You can change. How you can change? Na? Just take up that activities. Tamas to Rajasic, if you want to come, Karma Yoga. Rajas to Sattva Guna, you want to come, practice, coming to Shastra, you become more Sattvic. And you will get Jnana Yoga, you enter slowly. It will come, slowly. Then, from 11th Shloka onwards, 11, 10, 12, these three Shlokas, Lord Krishna entering a new topic, that is Sattva Lingam, and Jnana Vriddhi, Guna Lingam he is giving. How to know whether the person is having Sattva Guna or Rajo Guna or Tamo Guna? Or instead of saying other person, how to know I am having Sattva Guna or Rajo Guna or Tamo Guna? What is the Lingam? Lingam anna clue. What is that clue? Clue anna indication.
சர்வத்வாரேஷு தேஹேஸ்மின் பிரகாஷ உபஜாயதே, ஞானம் யதா ததா வித்யாத் விவருத்தம் சத்வமித்யுதம்.
யதா வென் சர்வத்வாரேஷு அஸ்மின் தேஹே, வென் இன் திஸ் பாடி, அஸ்மின் தேஹே இன் திஸ் பாடி, சர்வத்வாரேஷு இன் ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், ஸ்ரோத்ராதீனி இந்திரியாணி சர்வகரணானி தேஷு சர்வத்வாரேஷு, ஜ்ஞானம் உபஜாயதே, பிரகாஷா Jnanam upajayate. Jnanam means not Atma Jnanam. Here Jnanam means 14th chapter. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga Jnanam. Okay. Now you are in this class. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, that knowledge, if it comes to you, you are in Sattva Gunanartham. Jnanam means when your sense organs of knowledge full measure, they are receiving the knowledge, you are in Sattva Guna. Suppose you are grasping the sound fully, exactly the sound you are grasping, you are in Sattva Guna. Suppose you are grasping the forms clearly, exactly as they are, you are in Sattva Guna. Suppose your mind is able to grasp that thing, what is going on, the subject, anything, it is grasping, clearly understanding, you are in Sattva Guna. Similarly, smell. That means your sense organs of knowledge, Jnana Indriyani, fully active, one artha. When they are fully active, what they give? Jnana Indriyani, when they are active, what they give? Jnanam. Once they are giving, Jnanam means what? You are Sattvic predominantly, an artha. Sarvadvareshu asmin dehe prakashaha upajayate. Prakashaha means what? When they are alert. Jnana Indriyani, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Eyes are so bright, ears are so alert, and Mukha also rumba alert. Appa canteen lo the smell illa varo. Illa alert ta irukona. And like saddum, how alert you are all. Sila perukku adhu kuda alertness iruka. Idi vanda kuda onnu theriyadenna. Appa enna artham? Jnana Indriyam dull and artham. But when they are alert, you understand that is Sattva Guna predominant. Prakashaha upajayate tada vivruddham sattva mityuta. Arjuna, may you understand at that time Sattva Guna is predominant. That is the lingam. That is the lingam. Clue to know. Adhukada Shivalingam anna enna artham. When you look at the Shivalingam, which Lord comes in your mind? Shiva. Why? There is no Shiva. Only stone is there. But that is Lingam. Lingyate anena iti Lingam. Through which you come to know something. Similarly, when your sense organs are active, what is the Lingam? Sattva Guna is the Lingam. Jnanam is coming to you. Sattva Guna is dominant. This observation is to observe yourself or others? Only yourself. Don't judge your partners or other members in the family. Then, tada vidyat. Oh Arjuna, may you know jnana prakasha lingena. Vidyat, alertness, concentration. Iti sattvam vivruddham. A particular thought absorbing in that when you get knowledge. Something you are knowing. Something you are getting knowledge. Either through your ears, or your eyes, or smell, or touch, or your antakkaranam, so alert, so active, and you are getting knowledge. That is why, in the class lo, especially, enna gunam venum? Sattva gunam. Okay, next sloka, Rajoguna Lingam, he presents sloka 12. लोभ प्रवृत्तिरारंभ कर्मणाम शमस्पृह रजस्येतानि जायन्ते विवृद्धे भरतर्षभाम. What a chanting. You are all so alert. When you chanted first sloka, beginning of the class, half of the sound kuda varle. Ippu eppadi varadanna? Sattva guna romba increase aayiduthu. Okay. லோபா பிரவருத்தி ஆரம்பா. ரஜோகுணா இஸ் திஸ், யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் த லிங்கம் இஸ் திஸ். வென் லோபா, லோபா மீன்ஸ் கிரீடினஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஏர்ன் மோர், ஐ வாண்ட் டு அக்யூமுலேட், தட் லோபா. பரத்ரவியாதி ஈப்சா, கிரீடினஸ், பிரவருத்தி ஆக்டிவிட்டி, ஃபிசிக்கல் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டி. ஆரம்பா கர்மணாம், கமென்ஸ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் சம் ஆக்டிவிட்டி, ஒர்க் ஆர் அதர். ஆரம்பா மீன்ஸ் கமென்ஸ்மெண்ட், அண்டர்டேக்கிங். கர்மணாம் ஆஃப் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ், நாட் ஓன்லி தட், அசமா திஸ் பர்சன், யூ நோ வென் பர்சன் இஸ் ஸோ ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ், ஸ்டார்டிங் சம் ஆக்டிவிட்டி டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் தட் திங், திஸ் திங், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் திஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் தட், ஐ வாண்ட் டு, லாட் ஆஃப் கிரீடினஸ், லாட் ஆஃப் திங்ஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு அச்சீவ், சம்திங் ஆர் அதர், நோபல் ப்ரைஸ், சம் வைஃப் கேன் கிவ் நோபல் ப்ரைஸ் டு ஹஸ்பண்ட், நோ எனி நோபல் ப்ரைஸ் ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், சம் அப்ரிசியேஷன், சம் ப்ரைஸ் ஃப்ரம் அதர்ஸ், ஆல்வேஸ் சம் கிரீடினஸ். For that sake, he is so active, and checking so many things, lot of information he is getting. That is called pravrittihi arambaha. Because of that pravritti, ashamaha, ashanti, mana ashanti will be there. When person is having manas ashanti, manas shanti illa, mana ashanti. Manas shanti, eppadi pidikkadhu? Manaha ashantihi, manas shanti. Mind is so restless, anxiety, palpitation. You see their pulse rate. Appa poi avanga pulse rate paarungo, it is not available for BP parameter. Adri poidum andalavuku restless na pravruthi ashamaha. Spruha and craving, spruha means craving, status attachment. First struggling to get status, and next struggle to maintain the status. ஸ்டேட்டஸ் கோ வேணும், இந்த ஸ்டேட்டஸுக்காக ஒரே ஒரு ஓடுறது, ரன்னிங், ரன்னிங், அதான் ரேட் ரேஸ்ன்னு சொல்லுவோம், ரன்னிங் ரேஸ். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் ரன், தே வில் யூனோ, சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் வெரி காம் அண்ட் குவாய்ட். இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஸோ இன் த ஃபேமிலி, ஒன் பர்சன் இஸ் ஸோ ஆக்டிவ், அனதர் பர்சன் இஸ் ஸ்லோன்னு அவங்க புஷ் பண்ணிட்டு போயிடுவான். அதான் வாட் தே டூ, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் தேர் கிரேவிங்ஸ், தே புஷ் அனதர் பர்சன் ஆல்சோ. அவர் விழுந்தால் கூட பரவாயில்ல, நான் போகணும், அவ்வளோதான். அது மாதிரி ஒரு கிரேவிங், ஒரு கிரீடினஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஆக்டிவிட்டி அந்த ஆடுன்னு பார்த்தாலே தெரிஞ்சிடும். என்ன குணம்? ரஜோகுணம். என்ன லிங்கம்? ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ், அசாந்தி, கிரீடினஸ், ஆக்டிவிட்டி, டூ மச் ஆஃப் ஆக்டிவிட்டி. வள 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 வளான்னு பேசிகிட்டே இருப்பான். அன்ஆஸ்க்டு சஜஷன்ஸு, அட்வைசஸ், கிவிங் டு அதர்ஸ், people continuously talking. Etani jayante, you have to supply etani lingani jayante. Ashamaha is one lingam, pravritti is another lingam, lobha is another lingam, spruha is another lingam. All these are the clues to recognize yourself. You are dominant by rajoguna. These are the clues. Rajasi vrivruddhe ஏதானி லிங்கானி ஜாயந்தே. When Rajoguna is highly increasing, these are the clues you can find. ஹே பரதர்ஷபா, ஓ அர்ஜுனா, வாட் அபவுட் தமோகுண? இப்போ வேண்டாம், நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் பார்க்கலாம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.